What is happening, people? Welcome to the General Bunder podcast. I nearly drank that. It's actually an air freshener.
Is it? Aye.
For we had a party in here one night and they meant a fegs and drink put away.
It's hard to get the stench out of it. It just clings to you.
It stank for fucking weeks.
I know the feeling. I touched my bum earlier, my hand's still stinking.
Well, this is it. It's like garlic. You have to touch your arse with a spoon in your
that's
hand.
That's it. Or a small knife.
You hold a teaspoon and it takes the smell a whole half your hand.
Is that how it works?
It's an old proctologist trick.
You're having a spoon on you, have you? Sorry, you're not on your ear, Colin.
You know what I mean? So, there we go. What are we promoting this time? Have you anything to promote, or have you absolutely promoted your one thing,
I think,
to the point of sellout?
I would say the Ulster Hall sold out. Thank you very much for everyone who's bought tickets. And just the 29th of November, Sydney Comedy Store, come see me do an hour in Australia.
I hope in the near future, if I do a gig in Australia, that plugging it on this podcast will work, because I hope that works.
I think I've got a good few messages from people, like, although I've also got a load of messages going, why are you not coming to Brisbane?
I hate that.
I don't book it, mate.
I'm only flying for 26 hours, mate. Could you fucking get in a bus?
Also, not paying for the flights, because I'm that good.
You know what I mean? Mickey Blinder. Anyway, the Ulster Hall sold out.
Yep.
That's good.
Oosh.
Thank you. Some people fucking, you were saying, asking for tickets, like, you know, like, all right, Mick, now that I know it's sold out, can I have a ticket?
Aye.
And fuck those people. Well,
my dentist yesterday was all, fuck, my call in. I was all, can't, mate.
My call in?
I was like, just keep the scale and polish going.
Huh?
All right. Just keep these.
You
Hollywood
might call people. In. You might fucking call in.
He's actually came to gigs before my dentist and thoroughly enjoyed himself. I don't mind him. He's a good guy.
Does he lean over and be like, look at them teeth?
There was a point, I did a thing one night where I was talking about having a fag. And he leant over to his wife and went, he doesn't even really smoke. And she's like, what do you mean? He's like, I can tell by his teeth he doesn't smoke. And yeah. He came out and I was having a fag. He's like, how the fuck have you got that pass? I'm like, look at my gums, doc.
Yeah.
Bleeding, constantly.
I'd like to remind you, you're a tooth doctor, not a lung doctor.
Exactly, yeah. You're not Dr. Cool the way I am.
You look at them tar bags.
Tar bags.
Tar. Remember that video? How long do you say something? Let me just plug some shit while I have you up top. Lavery's is on the 6th of November. Uh-huh. Are you around? Are you out of the country?
I'm out of the country. I leave next week.
I forget the rest of the lineup, but Tim McGarry is on. I was speaking to him yesterday. Yeah, he's going to be on.
Uncle Tim.
If you haven't seen him do stand-up, it is worth the trip.
Yeah.
Fine comedian.
You would love him to not be that good. Do you know, a wee bit, he'd be like, I wish he was just a wee bit shy at it. But he's very, very good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, a lovely man. I don't mean...
And I dare say, with the events of yesterday, it'd be a great time to go see him.
Exactly, aye. Do you want to fear full-blown go wee job?
No kissing butt.
That's all right.
No kissing butt.
I just said, no, it's legal. Go in there and dump that pregnant bastard. I mean, you can be happy.
Oh, fuck's sake. Thrustman busting all around the company. Jesus. In the back of a van.
Just fucking testing mics.
Mic check, 1, 2. Mic check.
Mic check.
Oh, I'm sniffing. It's all the coke. So Lavery's on the 6th. All my gigs are kind of sold out, which sounds cuntish, but that saves me boring you with them. Antrim sold out tonight. Not a brag.
Are you on? Oh, so you doing Antrim tonight?
Tonight and
whereabouts Antrim?
Top of the town.
Oh fuck! I'm sure you are.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh. Well, Aaron is usually in support, but he is vehicle-less, and he's like, I can't get a lift, so. I don't know. I'll see how that pans out. And if not, me and you'll just head up.
Tell you what, I could do a fucking stretching the old comedy muscle anyway.
Ah, well, there you go.
So.
For half an hour before you come out for a gig. And so, yeah. And then the only other thing is Galway. I think the 27th is the day I'm doing my solo show. I'm doing a bunch of shows down there, but me and you're going to be on television. Or TA.
That's it. I'm emceeing every gig I'm doing, which I'm slightly... vexed about. I wouldn't mind doing it.
How many gigs are you doing then now?
Only 3 actually. And the rest of the time getting full.
Well, the annoying thing is Maureen is literally about to drop at any second, so I don't even know how much drinking I'm going to get done, which is...
To be honest, it's probably not a bad thing because...
I know I'll sit there and I'll go, I should be grand, and then like the Sunday or Monday I'll have a feed of pints and she'll be like, all right, I'm going in the hospital here. And I'll be like, oh, cool, I'll just wait till I'm sober now.
You just hear a splash and go, hope that's Mickey farting. Colin, my waters are broke. Mickey, fuck up. What's it, what are you saying, Maureen? Colin, I'm sore. Mickey, would you fuck up? Maureen, what are you saying? Wah! Mickey, fuck up.
I'm dilating.
I'm diluting.
I'm at 11 centimetres.
Just me walking around like that. Listen, I think I'm calving.
With a ruler sideways. Holding your arse like that. I'm 11 centimetres. Oh.
Around.
Sorry. No, yeah, sorry. I meant in. Sorry. Sorry. So I got a gig in Galway.
What, do you put the ruler out there to get the compass out?
I had two rulers like chopsticks.
I wanted to see where my North Poles met, like.
Ah, fuck. So that's it, Galway, really. And then I've got all my shows in London sold out, two shows. Aaron has a fucking agent coming to see him.
Oh, you're that's cool. That.
I'll be honest, I'm acting jealous. What would an agent do for me, do you think, realistically?
Take 15% of all the hard work you put in.
Well, there you go. So that's it. I'll play this intro. We'll have a sip of coffee. We'll have
the General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
I want you to get yourself. I'll have some slobbering to do, Mac.
This coffee. Man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul, Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis. Long, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
Here, oh, what? I can't, it doesn't matter. I was trying to think. I heard a fucking song on the radio. It's very fucking a classic dance anthem.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's called. And now I can't remember how it goes. So I've just wasted your time.
Okay. Any words in it or any,
no.
Any distinguishing?
It's one that's like, meep, meep, meep. That's the only word I can. Like,
what? Meep,
meep, meep. Like, there's a wee, like, I don't know what they're saying. It's no, it's that one.
Bits and pieces?
Is it bit? That's, well, I can do the whole thing if you want. It is bits and pieces. Thank you. That's been annoying me for fucking days. That's one of those ones you can't Google.
You just did. You just did that fucking, you know, like the girl from Little Mix when they're like, do a Jamaican accent. And she's like, that's what you just did. You know that song goes.
That's exactly how it sounds. Put it on.
I mean, they should. You know what they should do? You know this whole like argument about like, you know, fucking
DJ ranking in the mix, motherfucker. Remember that?
You know they do have all these arguments about national anthems and stuff. It should be bits and pieces.
Oh, I love that. Imagine the rugby team standing there.
I know. Roy Best.
When I do it, it does sound like your phone's near a speaker.
What about Bicep Glue having 10 million hits there? You ever heard it?
I'm not sure you have.
Man, we ain't never taken Kep in the Telegraph building or what? You fucking loser.
No, I'm strictly,
strictly,
man.
I'm no carbs. McCann had a video of him in LA, the front row, like a DJ gig with Bicep, and he was literally just there because he's like, I'm from Northern Ireland as well. He didn't even know it, doesn't even like it, doesn't even like that sort of music at all. Rapping over it on his own headphones on.
See, the thing happened to me, I went to Sash because I thought they were from Northern Ireland. Turns out
only can't there when we flew down.
I know less of it that night.
That's a wee chill number for you, Mick.
No,
you know, when you're on the calm down.
Come down to the house, do a
come down for like a band.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, I'm delirious. let me run through the gigs. I was in Manchester, so uh-huh. I was at Liverpool, Manchester. Good times. We fucking we went to Liverpool, had steaks, went to Manchester. I got into this Airbnb,
uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, Mick, I wasn't happy.
Oh, why not?
The toilet
clogged.
Full of shit.
Oh, you're joking.
Full to the brim of shit.
Like full.
And I couldn't fucking find it for ages. The flat, that is. What does that smell? Is it the washing machine? No, we fucking. Me and McCann pissed around for ages. Sorry. After we landed in Manchester, fucking, you know, Manchester, Victoria, whatever fucking
aye.
Thing it is. And this girl came up to me and she was just like, I just heard the accent. Do you reckon I can borrow my charger off you boys? Sparred a charger and just sat and chatted for 20 minutes and just talk shit.
Aye.
And that was it.
Not even a, are you married?
No, none of that. I had no idea.
That's lovely.
What are you doing here? And she was young enough, like, what are you doing here? Like, oh, we're doing comedy. Oh, you do comedy very well. I'm just looking at her phone, like, hopefully it charges quickly. Yeah, that was weird. And then we went to this Airbnb. You know when, like, the fucking, there's, like, some bullshit address on it, and it took us ages to find the place, and then eventually it was just some wee shitty door in the middle of all this other action. And then went up, and Aaron went to go for a shit, and he opened the door, and all he heard was, like this, and he came back out, and he was like, nah, and it went in, and it looked, it was just clogged with shite, and then I gently flushed it, and then it just filled right up with shit.
Fuck.
And I went, nah, I'm not staying here. I couldn't even be arsed trying to sort it out through Airbnb.
It takes too long.
Because the guy was fucking useless trying to get hold of him. So I was like, I'm going to a fucking travel lodge. At least you know where you stand.
Aye.
With a fucking travel lodge. You can take a shit. There's a towel. Towel is there.
Wee tiny shampoo.
Single bed, though. I just pulled the bed to the other side of the room. I was like, sorry, Aaron, you breathe like a deaf guy wanking. So I'll be over here. Okay.
How does a deaf guy wanking sound? Can't just...
You know,
I think you've got deaf and hungry mixed up.
I don't know. Weird. It's like a French bulldog when they sit in their arse and rub their cock. Whatever noise, and he puts on the fucking noise cancelling headphones and it's just like,
put them in your fucking face. Big fat head fuck.
You know when you throw a dog a treat and it eats it, and then for like 35 seconds it goes.
Aye.
That's my can.
Aye. Like eating peanut butter, but you're asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just went to the fucking travel lodge, went and did the gig and all. And I still haven't chased it up. They still owe me money, the bastards. And then this fucking dude appeared. This, like, full blown, like, he looked like Czech Congo, you know, like, big African muscly guy.
Aye.
And he's like, I need to fix their toilet. And I was like, okay. And then some guy phoned and he's like, you know, typical, like, now I know from the phone call the guy was, you know, a British Asian chap from Manchester. I could tell that. Yeah. And he was like...
his car had matte paint.
Yeah. Man, that fixed toilet. And I was like, yeah. And the guy's like, I will get some materials. And I was like, get all the fucking material you can get your hands on. Because we're swimming in shite out here.
It wasn't even plungible. No.
Well, that's the thing. They had this Japanese, like, slidey door. So when I slid the door, like a fucking plunger just fell down. And I went, that's not a good sign. And then the toilet was shut and they opened the toilet full of damp.
Ugh.
And I was like, fuck this. Just went to travel lodge. And then went to Manchester and... You know, did the Frog and Bucket gig. Big crowd there, Mike. Big crowd.
Lovely room, that.
Big tour night. And the Ra were, without a doubt, in the corner. and I joked about it. And then the guy was like, we're over doing a bit of work. And I went, oh, what do you do? Good taxpaying work. And I went, all right.
Demolitions, mate.
And then he's like, these two boys are from Middlesbrough. And I went, okay. And both of them look like Tyson Fury's brothers. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? What you gonna do?
You have to entertain people.
You know, we just left, and that was it. But here, what I'm trying to get to is, I went to Antrim the other day. I'm going back tonight, which was like nice and weird at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? You're like, why am I in Antrim? But this is sold out, and it's sold out very quickly.
Aye.
Why am I in Antrim? Why am I here?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's this girl afterwards, and she's like, "Hey, can I get a photo?" And I was like, "Are you married? What is happening here? Yeah. Like an American girl or something?"
In Antrim,
aye. What the fuck is going on?
She went out from America.
And I needed to shit so bad. I'm still gonna grasp on my no carb diet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
how are the shits, by the way?
Explosive,
powerful, or
the fucking the spectrum of shits would amaze you.
Yeah.
Because you'll go like, oh, I'm eating a lot of protein, and then you start eating more greens, and you're like, oh, I'm trying to figure this out. And then all of a sudden, you know, you take a fairly disappointing dump, and then maybe, and you shit weird times. You don't really shit straight away in the morning.
Yeah.
It's more late at night or sort of after dinner types. And you'll go like, I feel weird. And then you take, you know, like a giant shit. And then sometimes straight away followed by quite a very loose stool.
Yeah. Like when you give a dog cheese and you see this dog shit and you go, there's the cheese.
Yeah. It goes like, it fades away like a soil sample.
It goes from a shite to a cake.
Yeah. However, I was in IKEA yesterday and, you know, stars aligned and you know where people are like, oh, I nearly clogged the toilet, but there's like fucking half a bog roll down the toilet. I nearly clogged the toilet just with shit.
Oh wow.
It looked like fucking eight dogs shat in it.
After I gave a pool.
It was fucking brutal. But anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh yeah, which all led me to, I wanted to slobber about this. What's wrong with Ballymena?
Why, what happened?
Answer me that. What's wrong with it?
Well, they don't like gay marriage, for one.
We'll get to that later.
It's Ballymena is an odd part of the world. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Now,
what happened? Tell me what happened.
Now,
was this a gig? Is this the gig?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it was sold out, which is insane, because it's fucking massive. Room. Yep, yeah. Massive. And I went down there and I was like, this is going to be great. You know what I mean? It's sold out. The work's already done. And the guy that works there looks like Sebastian Maniscalco. And have you seen him?
I have.
Joe? In fact. And I went out and it was just heckle after heckle after heckle.
Aye.
And I was like, almost divish to the point where I'm like, you don't deserve this shit.
Yeah. Very, I think, yeah, that's definitely... And it's the kind of heckles, they're shite heckles as well in Ballymena. So you put somebody down and they don't even know they've been beaten.
Oh, there was a guy and he was about 16 sitting between his mum and dad. And he kept saying things. And I said some of the worst things I've ever said, Michael. Aye. Some of the worst. Incriminating shit to him. And I said to him, and he was like, writhe in the chair like this, like he was embarrassed. And I'm like, what is wrong with you that you would even open your mouth in the first place? I walked out. First thing he said, he goes, oh, you're just the last guy with a hat on. And I was so surprised I've been heckled straight away. Right. And I was like, fucking shut the fuck up, stupid cunt. And I was like, is that your man, Dad? And I was like, yeah, you should have drowned that cunt at birth. What's he doing? she's like, he's a fucking embarrassment. And I went, he is.
Aye. That's
and then some cunt in the dog is like, fatso. Fatso.
But is that the same cunt that came to Coleraine? Remember he was...
I don't know, but I'm like, bro, you better be hot as shit.
Aye.
You fucking swamp. That's fucking... And then just people, they were giving people drinks in like coffee cups.
Aye.
If you don't, in like paper cups. And the girl down the front just in and out getting a bunch of, it was just fucking nightmare. Like.
See, there's so many fucking venues in Northern Ireland as well that don't get the whole, once the show started, the bar should be closed.
Mm.
Rule. Even theatres.
I don't mind that. I would rather.
But no, it's fine if it's cabaret seating, if there's
tables.
Am I tables.
Taste black because I just drank so much coffee there?
If it's like, if there's tables out, fair enough, it's doable. But if it's in a theatre setting where people have to fucking, excuse me, and passing fucking pints along, all that does is make people forget where the fuck you were talking. Like, and people are so used to having Sky Plus on their television and the Netflix.
I don't know, it was fucking, I actually did like an encore.
Aye.
But it was like a forced encore. Because I was just like...
And another thing?
No. It was more like I couldn't even be arsed finishing my set. And I just went, right, thanks very much, good night. And I walked off stage and I went, fuck it, fuck this shit. Like, aye. And I was literally about to fucking... Literally just go straight out the back and get in the car. And aye. I was like, right, I'll go back out here and just finish that last bit. And I just went out and did the last bit. But I literally just had enough. I was like, right, fucking bye.
Well, I'm currently booking a tour for the new year, and when the guys from Shine were like, what about Ballymena? And I just went, nah.
Isn't it weird? Like,
it's an odd, like, it's not, I've told you the time before, when the first time I did a tour, and the theatre in Ballymena wouldn't get back to me, or wouldn't get back to the guys organising it. So then we went ahead and just booked the whole tour, and then they went, why did you not come to us? I thought you were coming down to us. And we were like, well, you didn't reply, so we didn't book it in. And then they went, right, we'll book a date and send us the poster and we'll just put away extra date underneath it, like date added Ballymena Theatre or whatever. And I drove past the Braid and the poster was up and there was no extra date on it. So in the fucking theatre, they were advertising my tour everywhere but the actual theatre. I mean, that's what you get when you keep letting the Paisleys away with things.
Well, past his church, see?
Did you? Was he there?
I didn't call him this time. But I was just like, and then Maureen goes, maybe some people are just very excited to see you sometimes. And I was like, so what?
There's definitely a bit of that where, I think you can notice that with gigs sometimes where you go on and the first sort of 3 minutes are like, yes. And then once you start your show, sometimes people are going, I didn't, this isn't what I wanted. I thought it was going to go well about
thought,
you.
Yeah, I thought he was just going to slobber people the whole time. And you're like, nah, I'm on a tour. I've been doing this show like a bunch of times. Shut up, like
it's just an odd thing. It's,
oh, I went to
and
see
you feel
him.
Like, you feel like such a fucking snowflake whenever
I went to see him and he wasn't that funny. Well, it's because you wouldn't let me say anything.
That's like you go, how do you know?
Yeah,
you didn't shut up long enough to find out.
And then people like, saying, you know, like you know, when you're trying to do a joke and it's borderline like in a weird area, like fucking paedophilia or something. Aye. And then someone will chime in like, aye, that's right, keep the bodies or something. You know, like they're trying to be wacky aye. With you as well. And you're like, I don't need your fucking input. Also, if you give me 30 seconds, you'll find out that this joke is actually very smart.
Yeah, there's a very, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Crafted, but yeah.
But people are like that. Like the guy came up to me in fucking IKEA yesterday.
I only missed that message this morning.
You're by the blender? And I'm like, yeah, sometimes. Colin, yeah, cool. I love your crude humour. This is literally the way you say it. I love your crude humour. I mean, he's a pleasant enough fella. I love your crude humour. I love crude jokes. Coming to see you in Lisburn, in fact. Very cool. How do you make a gay man have sex with a woman? And I went, excuse me? I'm looking for lamps. You know what I mean? Every time I'm in this
just
garage.
Just finished a shake.
Yeah, like, like crude jokes. Get in that fucking toilet.
No, nothing funny in there.
You're fucking 8 boxes of milk tray down that fucking shitter. But I was looking for a lamp because, you know, if I come in here at night, I'll put on these photography lamp things, which probably aren't suitable. So I was looking at a small lamp and I'm looking at lamps and texting, trying to email at the same time. Love the crude humor. Love crude jokes. Come to see you. How do you make a gay man have sex with a woman? And I'm like, what? How do you make a gay man have sex with a woman? I don't know. Shit in her cunt. Now, is your wife pregnant?
That's a Jimmy Carr joke.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a really old Jimmy Carr joke.
I was just like, what is happening here?
Fucking, at least say poop in her vag or something.
Shit or cunt.
Poop in her foof.
Yeah.
Dump in her clump.
Scatter flaps. Which is an insult.
Nothing rhymes with diarrhea.
What lamp are you going for?
Diarrhea around her urea. There you go. It does rhyme. Fucking, you'd get there in the end.
Oh my God. Shit or cunt. That's like going up to like, you go, oh, there's your man from UFC. How's it going, man? I love your fights. And you love punches, don't you? You love punching. I just punch you. You love punches.
But don't punch me back. Shit my cunt.
Yeah. It's just like, what are you doing?
It's always, anytime somebody goes, here, what do you hear this one? And you're like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like,
I hate jokes.
I love jokes, right? But I've heard most jokes. And the amount of times that someone, like, when people go to tell you a joke where it's not, they go, this is a real fucking dirty joke. And you go, that's not even a joke. You've just said 5 horrible things in a row and gone, huh? Use that.
I mean, sometimes the best jokes are ones that are from a person that you think it's going to be dirty and then it's actually really silly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, shit or cunt. Oh, by the way, get the 60 watt bulb because, like, what is happening?
If you need any help, I'll just be at the cash desk.
I'm here.
GMI.
Jesus Christ. And then I got a text. I got a tweet after. It was like, that you... You know, like, at Colin Geddes. That you and IKEA? Question mark.
Oh, fuck.
That you and IKEA?
At least you get that. At least people fucking text you about it as opposed to seeing me and then us going, is that Mickey?
Oh, I think people think, like, I'm some sort of manager of all comedians. Yeah. Because, you know, they'll send things to me like, here, I took a photo of a man asleep on a train. Is that Mickey? And you're like...
Ask him.
I don't know. What... So, I don't give
people,
a...
People are very, very...
Like, odd. I actually don't care, but, like, I'm just like, what do you want me to say here? Yeah, that is Mickey. Confirmed. Aye. Do what you please.
The eagle has landed. Kill him.
The guy in fucking... Where's that Sugar Leonard? What's it called? Sugar Ray Leonard.
Robinson's, actually.
Sugar Ray Robinson.
It's like a fucking diner place in Dundonald.
Right.
So I was there on Sunday with a raging hangover. Got a chili cheeseburger. Worth it. Shit the bed out for 2 days.
Oh.
But so Colin fucking
havoc on the dump.
Some guy messages Colin like, here, Mickey Bartlett's doppelganger, but it was me.
It was actually, and I went, that's him. And the guy went,
but it was like 3 photos. It looked like, do you remember you see a fucking, like, and you should be doing a hidden camera about a guy selling football players?
Yeah. Yeah. Bit blurry. And I was like, that is him. He was, no, this fella's way, not as ginger.
Aye.
And I went, it is him.
Yeah,
and he goes, well, that camera of yours doing him no favors. And I went, the camera picks up what it sees.
So he's sending better looking in real life. Well, thank you. I'm sorry for complaining.
Yeah. Big kisses. Shout out to that.
Damn, my hangover 20. And that's one of those ones, had he come up and gone, here are you, Mickey, that would have been totally fine. But it's the fact that it's just that creepy fucking...
Oh, it's so creepy.
Ugh.
People are creepy as shit. Like,
it's just very weird.
I stopped. I mean, it's nice, like, but I stopped in fucking Apple Greens. Literally, I wasn't even getting fuel or anything. Got a coffee, and you'd have thought fucking...
The Queen had turned up?
Oh, Jesus, Mick.
I
was late. Just... I was late, like. Fucking every fucking... Like, someone said on the way in, I'm standing getting a coffee. like literally as I go to my mouth, like, can I get it? The guy goes, this Geordie guy goes, you were Liverpool the other day. And I'm like, who am I talking to? What? Yeah, I was in Liverpool. Can I get an Americano? Yeah, I was in Liverpool the other day, bro. And he's like, oh yeah, she's from Pennsylvania. We're listening to your podcast. And she doesn't know what you're saying. This American girl's like, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck's going on here? And then someone else said something. And then I turned around to order the coffee. And the guy went, are you the guy who does the podcast? And I'm like, what do you think?
Aye.
Huh?
I mean, you do walk about with all your merch on.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. So fucking pick up on it. By the way, I have like 40 of these and I don't wash anything. But, you know, she's like, you're the guy who does the podcast? And I was like, yeah. You know.
Aye.
It took me fucking 5 minutes to order this.
I remember there was a cop stopping me one time at the game at Applegreens. Like, and he was a lovely big fucking sound peeler. But there was a point where I was going, if he looks at my car, he will not legally let me back on the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The tires don't work.
You just stand beside a fucking Audi going, meep, meep. This is I wonder, can I swap my good tire to that side? When he fucking that's the other thing. I went outside the shop with a coffee, got in the car, and these ones that had walked past before were obviously like, that is terminal, and they walk past and they're like, you know, waving on, and then the guy knocks the window and I'm like, please don't look in this car. Put the window down.
Like, and that's the
and he's like, legend, man. Just want to say legend. I was like, thanks, mate. And then a fucking this is the funniest bit. Like an ambulance paramedic guy was in, oh, and he runs out and he goes, oh, and he's like, literally, like, fuck's sake, no. Like, and then he comes over and he goes, sorry, mate, I'm sorry. And the window goes down. And he goes, fucking legend. No, I have to get a photo. We listen to all your stuff and I'll get a photo with him. And a paramedic goes to me, man, thanks for everything you do. Have a good day.
Amazing. This man's had a cardiac arrest. How long? Clear. Knock, knock.
Is your dad put these headphones in? What's happening, you bastard? Welcome to
Jedith. I'm up. Fuck, it's a miracle.
Thanks for everything you did. I was like, it is absolutely my pleasure. Take a look at this rash.
And it's one of them blue things.
They have wild anxiety. Thanks for everything you do. I never felt more like a piece of shit in my life. And I was like, that's all I kept thinking was, why didn't I clean this car out?
Aye.
Like, there was fucking 70 coffee cups.
That's happened to me. There's been a few times where, like, because my car's always stinking, obviously. Yeah, people, I remember a guy, like, leaning on the roof, like, talking over the roof at me, and I'm like, trying to politely get in. And be like, please walk away before I sit down, because if your gaze drops, you're going to, well, that's just a famous gypsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for inviting me around your house, Mike.
I didn't.
Tell us about your new car experience. You never bought a new car.
I never bought a new car yesterday because I'm all fucking Ulster Hall sure the career's going well. And yeah, fellow's all 0%. And sat up and I don't know what the fuck he was saying. And thank God my girlfriend was there just to go, you cannot afford that.
You see.
But it was fucking sick. It was lovely now.
This is a crack. Did it look like that?
It was like a charcoal grey one. So it was the,
not even.
It was a 2018 one. But it was like
2019, 2020.
So it's, yeah, it's basically that shape.
Yep.
But it was like a charcoal grey colour. But do you know what? Now thinking about it, I didn't really like it because it was all tinted windows and stuff, and I fucking don't really enjoy that.
Why?
Because any time I've drove a car that has tinted windows at night, you know, like on long drives.
Mm.
I know it's supposed to like stop the glare of headlights, but I basically don't see cars coming up behind me, and then I shit myself whenever they pass me.
Fuck you, there. You like minor tinted. You do. You see things like
I see things every day.
I would love. I saw someone had a engine claiming to improve. Well, that's 1.6. I can't believe that was like
that was a 1 liter one. It was
the guy was trying to swindle you into buying a 1 liter fucking. What's is it? Is it like a fucking rally car or something? Why is it?
I couldn't understand how you could have an ST that's a 1 liter.
To another episode of Ben and John Do Cars. Yeah!
What are we looking at today, Ben?
My new company car. It's a Ford Focus ST line, 1 liter, EcoBoost.
Yeah! Is it like a hybrid or something? Why is it?
No, I don't think it's.
If you kind of ignore the spec of the engine for a minute, from what you're getting, if you were to say, do you want a Focus with all the trim level and the space and the practicality for 21 grand, you'd be saying, that's pretty good value.
Yeah. I
don't know, man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
I don't know.
I was so tempted just to go, there's a deposit, here's my old, because they were doing scrappage, so I was like, just take my one. That's fucking, I'll drive her now. Just
keep the coffees.
There's half a sandwich.
Let
me clean that boot out. I have a couple of wee notebooks in there and a dead woman, and then we'll be on our way. Which would have been ridiculous, because the thing is, I'm away for 6 weeks, so I would have literally bought a car, drove it to Galway, drove it home, fucked off for 6 weeks, and come back and would have been burnt out.
I mean, the thing is, like, if you're doing comedy and you're putting major miles in your car, just get a dirty big fucking.
Yeah.
Like a big fucking.
If anybody here
get
is,
a Passat
say, for example,
something.
Some sort of car dealer and wants to offer a wee discount just for.
I've taken a mad notion.
I've got about 5,000 followers on Instagram. I can get a bit of business.
I've taken a mad notion for an Audi A6 All Road.
I thought you were strictly a Merc man, huh?
Well, you
strictly
see,
German anyway.
You see, I wouldn't mind. You see, I just. I mean, look at that. 602 fucking brake horsepower. I wouldn't mind something with a bit of country sort of fucking robustness about
it. Have we shotgun the back?
Because I drove to fucking. You see, the Merc's nice, you know what I mean? But it's, you know, it's like, look at this fucking. Oh, sorry. I'll probably not get the machine guns in the back like this one.
Jesus Christ. That's too fast now, boys. No call for that.
Oh, I don't know. I seen if you go on the Campbell Road on fucking Instagram, there's just a load of boys raking about in the snow. And that's what I'm
very nice to watch.
Like this one, the big high suspension. It's like a Jeep, but it's got a car on top of it. But none of them are that big. Like, that's literally if you were a fucking, you know, mountain rescue fucking type guy. But they're pretty badass. And there's a wee bit of, like, fucking Mad Max about them or something. Isn't there?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Looks like it's ready for me.
See, I say this,
but
people,
if anyone
make fun of me, I quite like the Nissan Juke, and people go, that's a woman's car, and I go, it looks like a big fucking chunky angular.
Let me see. That fucking heap there.
Oh, fucking new one's not as nice now.
Yeah, Nissan Juke. I mean, they're probably all very comfortable and nice once you're in them. You know what I mean? There's one there. Look, that's okay. What's that new fucking new Audi? This is cool. This is good listening, isn't it, guys?
I know.
it's
two fat boys looking at things they can't afford.
Is it the Q7? The big fucking orange? I saw one. No, it's not the Q7. What the fuck one is it? I saw one the other day and I was like, this is the future.
Right.
Q8? What's a Q8 look like? That one. Look at the, you should get one of them. Like, that's, look at that.
Oh, that's nice, actually.
It's like something out of Tron. And it's got one of the biggest mouths. It's cool, isn't it?
I do like a big fucking, like, aggressive looking front on a car.
Oh, you see,
like my car, like my women.
Aggressive in the front.
Aggressive in the front and not much.
You see, I feel like if you're gonna be paying like stupid money every month for a new car, get a fucking just a big weapon like that. High speeds, the back wheels move in the same direction as the front wheels to aid high speeds. Nice.
Fuck. That's like something like a Halo.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like a fucking computer game car. Instead of a fucking 1 litre Focus, bro.
It was a Focus ST, but
I have to suck my tits. That's what that sounds like.
But it was a scrote. It was a situation where you go, why is there 6 gears in a 1 litre car?
30.
Seven reverse was one of them, by the way.
Well, like I said to you earlier, I was in a C63 the other day, and I nearly fucking had to excuse myself and pull my hair clean.
I just love cars. I don't know anything about them.
I know. I would love like a project car type thing, but I just do not know what to do with them. Do you know what I mean? Like, if I went, I would like to get a body kit on this. I wouldn't know where to start.
I want to be successful enough that I can be the first man to ever have two McDonald's and a Ferrari. Like, I'm eating one while the rubbers the other one's still on the floor.
Like Bad Boys.
Aye.
You got no motherfucking cup holder,
this bitch. Oh fuck, my shoulders are fucked again.
63. I mean, it's just absolutely unnecessarily powerful and fucking everything. And there we
skip the ad. So do you want to do this after the podcast?
No, I don't. Listen, you just fucking tune in every week. You'll fucking listen to it. I saw something. It was like a Mercedes
twin cam,
Mercedes fucking E-Class Brabus 800 or something. And you're like, just it's a jumbo jet.
Aye.
For the road. What are you doing? Like, do you know what I mean? How does it? You're like, how does it even stay on the fucking? How does it stay on the road?
Oh.
And not just take off? I mean, Jesus. Shave that out. Now, great listening. Great listening, guys.
That is fucking gorgeous in front
of It's fucking...
Oh, fuck me.
That's just stop now. Of course.
Serial bumper, you like those heaties?
Of course, German.
This is the Batmobile. Fucking hell.
Tire pressure, range, navigation.
No, absolutely fuck up and get
it. I mean, you wouldn't even look out the window. Anyone to get just not care.
Oh, yeah.
And the G-force.
The G-force? It gives you the G-force?
Fuck me.
You wouldn't get that in a 1 litre Focus. What's the G-force? Grand.
Dead on.
Look at that fucking thing there.
In a white range of colors.
That's, that's probably like fucking 750 grand. I have no idea how much that costs. Fucking Japan.
This is lovely.
Anyway, let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Uh-huh.
We can get married now.
We can indeed.
We've been waiting all these years.
All these fucking years now.
I wonder, can it become a... become a thing now where you go, oh, I fucking absolutely DUP'd it, which is, I didn't go to work and it worked out all right. Do you know what I mean? Oh man, you'd be better off just DUPing that. What's that mean? Ignore it till it fixes itself.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, fucking totally.
But
I tore my Venator's load, you DUP'd it, man.
Oh, DUP'd it, man. What do you mean? I just fucking took paid leave till it fixed itself.
I just went over to Westminster and changed my mind, and then
how fucking embarrassing!
Oh my,
so
fucking,
embarrassing!
They must be fuming, like,
isn't it? Like, yeah, you're off trying to fucking be all stubborn and make a point, and everyone just goes, "Well, fix this while you're away."
Aye.
And then you're like, "No, I'm off the sick."
Didn't mean it. Aye.
I'm back, and they're like, "Well, too late."
Yeah, it's like when you're huffing your parents, like, "We're getting the Chinese, don't want one."
Yeah, and then everyone's eating
not
it, and you're like,
"I fucking get one."
Oh, if I wanted one, and then they go, starving. "We got you one."
Aye. And then they just fucking slap it off the table and go, that's for you, DUP, and I get no fucking Chinese.
I know, you fucking racist bastards.
Fucking racist bastards, racist homophobic fucking naughty women bastards.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know the real ins and outs of it because I literally like,
I think,
don't know anything about
ins and outs. It's basically, this is the man, and this is also a man. So, for example, a man and a woman, but the man would be tighter, because it's usually the anus.
Generally speaking,
but then again, sometimes this is the man, this is the man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the man, this is the woman, actually, but that's allowed. But now this is the man.
I think people just... I mean,
it's just very good news.
First of all, I don't think the church should be involved in any politics. It should be illegal if you have any sort of... It should be illegal to have like fucking religious thoughts brought into politics at all. Because it's just like... It's like, how can you... In this day and age, how can you honestly sit there and just be like, no, you don't get to do things.
Aye.
Like, how can you do on a, you know, apart from
whether
like,
in a wee boy,
apart
no,
from
no, that's like, wrong. What you're doing is wrong.
Oh yeah, oh but yeah, I'm totally.
Shut up, Jeremy.
Yeah, no, how dare? Listen, I don't need abortions because wee boys' bums can't get pregnant, so I don't really think about it, to be honest. But it is a disgrace. Now, what I will say is, absolutely don't have a 24 weeks.
Oh,
aye. Do you know what I mean?
As long as 20 weeks is as far as it goes.
Don't have a 20. You know what I mean? It should be
make
about,
your mind
it should be about
three.
Fucking 8
aye.
At the most.
Definitely.
Because I never thought about it that much. But Maureen's pregnant and we've been for scans and shit. And you never say it out loud, but in the back of your head, you're like, people still get abortions at this point. And the guy's literally like scanning, showing you your baby. If anything needs to change, that needs to change. Like,
but then again, sometimes
but you know
it can
why
be a fucking stressful thing where I'm just all about the choice of it because easy enough for us because we don't have to make
no. It's I've waited long enough, and it's about time that fat bald men get to fucking have their opinion on women's bodies.
now it's all equality. Here's the truth, Gert.
But the thing is, it's like, you know. Now that we're actually using some fucking sense, just keep adding to that. Have a bit more sense. You know what I mean?
But
really, really fucking.
But
I mean, there's a lot of religious stuff people are like, we just don't talk about
it. But also, the 20 weeks thing is also about the fact that you can get up to 20 weeks and then the doctor goes, your baby is going to kill itself and you.
Yeah. Well, so, and it's also if the baby's born, the chances of it surviving are basically zero below 24 weeks. So they're like, well, you can still get an abortion up to this point.
Right.
But
I think
it's still like
it's,
fucking.
But the amount of people, I mean, I would say the amount of people that are getting abortion at 20 weeks, like out of, oh, I don't want this, is fucking very,
very,
minute,
very slim.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if somebody's looking at abortion at 20 weeks, they definitely shouldn't be a parent. Because that's clearly fucking a bit mad.
Yeah.
But I think it's more a case of there can still be a lot of fucking problems up to that point. And the amount of women that have had to, like...
Oh, I know, give I know, right? Fucking... Or fly to England and have a termination and fly back and give birth to it, which is like, are you trying to fucking make someone mentally ill their whole life or what?
Totally.
Are you trying to traumatise them forever?
Who was it was telling me about, like, somebody that I knew was in... Who was it? I suppose everybody knows somebody it's happened to, like, was fucking... Yeah, they've had to go full term with a fucking dead baby in them.
Yeah, it's horrific.
Like...
But yeah, and then or people, yeah, people literally dying because it's problems with the baby and they can't legally do anything, which is like...
Well, that was one of the big things.
Imagine being like someone's partner or something and you're just standing there watching this happen. Well, I'm afraid it's illegal here. And you're like, get the fucking... what are you doing?
Well, that was the one that really pushed over the edge in the South. Do you remember there was
that woman
were... Like, they both died.
Yeah. You're and just like nah, are you mental? Like, that's when it's like, see if you... Or bringing in fucking like religious reasons or legal reasons. Well, legal reasons based on religion mainly is what it is.
Yeah.
You're like, you should go to fucking jail.
Oh, totally, yeah.
That's like.
You killed somebody.
That's, like you let someone
that's
die.
That's negligence. Like,
yeah, that's somebody, criminal negligence. You've just let somebody die, you fucking idiot. If I was a doctor, I'd be like, well, I'm just going to do it anyway. Fucking deal with it after. And then there'd be some sort of thing. But like, fucking hell. Like, it's just gross. But then also. You can get same-sex married. You could get civil partnerships, couldn't you? But what does it mean now? Like, you can actually get married in the church?
No, it's not. I think it's the same. I know in the South, anyway, when it came about, civil partnerships and actual marriage are legally different terms.
Okay.
So if you had a civil partnership, again, I could be fucking wrong on this, but if you have a civil partnership, say, for example, and, like, your fucking spouse died, and you didn't have a will,
you don't get
like, half your own estate.
Fuck, I should have got civil partner to Maury.
Should have got civil partner to me, Colin. We could have took the next step.
Well, here. Oh, but I'm Mormon all of a sudden.
I'm fucking Mormon. But it's fucking brilliant. About fucking time.
But what a fucking...
Do you want to go and get rainbow tattoos today?
I get tattoos any day of the week. What a laughable situation. Like, so... And like... The
only way we can get democracy is to not have democracy.
Yeah.
I know. Like, it's fucking insane.
What does DUP stand for?
Dickhead Under Paisley. Sorry, that's a joke half the community don't know about.
Fucking hell. It's just, I mean, it's such a fucking, it is a big issue, but once it just passes over in the manner that it did, you're like, look how fucking insignificant that was. You know what I mean? It's just like, how fucking pathetic was it to be sitting there going, like, you can't get married? And then it's like, oh, well, you fucked up so much that everyone just went, well, now you have the same laws as us. Now you can't get married. And everyone's just like, it's like, do you remember the fucking ad for McDonald's, like Y2K? And the guy goes down, opens his burger, and there's still a pickle in it. And he goes, oh, thank fuck. And he takes it out and he eats it. That's what this is like. You're like, no, I don't want that. Well, it happened. Absolutely nothing changed.
Kettle still works.
Oh, I thought there'd be boys in my front room. 69 in each other.
As soon as the first abortion happens and it rains locusts and the DUP are going, well, told you. You'll be all, fuck.
My fucking crops.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking begonias getting out of there.
Fucking ribena turned to blood.
Oh, fuck. I know. I'd say half of the politics and religion of the DUP and all these Paisleys and fucking whatever is just fear over your business. You know what I mean? Are people still going to keep going? That's about like that Right Bus place closing down, and then they donated the money to something that was their church, and you're like, go to prison.
Aye.
Like that's fucking gross.
How Christian, bro? Aye.
How Christian to be like, yeah, just let hundreds of these cunts go and they can figure out how to feed themselves. But here, we'll be over at this church. And
Jesus wants us to have the money.
Oh, we'll be good.
They're all, I've been in this argument because I'm like very anti-fucking Tory. I just don't like conservatism. I'm kind of anti, but I'm also anti-Sinn Féin, right? And the amount of people that have been posting, if I post something on Facebook, they're hitting me with like pro-DUP stuff or pro-Tory stuff. And I'm just like, here's the way it works. All of those cunts should not be allowed anywhere near an elected fucking position.
Yeah.
Like, we all need to wise up. If there's another vote comes about, kick Sinn Féin DUP out, because I think they've had their time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's quite clear they can't work together, so fuck them.
Yeah.
The revolution starts tonight.
That's what I'm saying. Just fucking take the whole religion bit out of it.
Aye. But they can't, they want to keep it religiously fucking divided because that's how they keep their jobs.
Yeah.
If the majority of this place went, we're atheists and we don't give a fuck about a United Ireland, or like we, if you just realise it doesn't matter who's in charge of us, we're kind of fucked anyway, then Sinn Féin and the UP have nothing to fucking stand on.
I don't give a fuck about borders. I don't give a fuck about any of that shit.
Yeah.
I want to make it so that I can go to Spain with a tenner.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I want.
Drogheda if I want to.
Yeah. I want to go to a third world country with £200 spending money.
Aye. And come back with an all wee child.
Yeah. And I've bought some property.
A big rhino horn?
Yeah.
Tusk.
Tuscany. We'll hit some questions here now that we've got gay marriage.
Wild serious. It was just cars and gay marriage today. How you metrosexual?
And people say this is toxically masculine.
I'll show you toxic masculinity later on. I fuck the life out of you.
You should do a husband. Show. You should do a show called Toxic, and it's just you in the Britney, like, toxic fucking plane gear. Just.
I'm a dickhead.
Yeah.
My cack.
I put up a photo when I was in Manchester, and it was me with, I found a trilby. Did you see that?
I
put up and said, there's only two things I want in this life, equality and sock jobs. And that made me laugh so much. And that's not even funny. That's not funny at all. But I just looked like the type of guy who was trying to, like, fucking, you know, slide sideways into someone's family instead of, you know what I mean?
Creep. I really believe in all your rights.
Yeah.
Yep.
Drink up.
No, white wine is physic.
Yeah. Oh, here, we're talking about Peaky Blinders. I just finished that season where they murdered, spoiler alert, they murdered that fucking, that priest. Oh, I was jumping out of the sofa.
What priest is,
Paddy Considine or whatever is the priest. And he's a cunt.
I need to watch it again.
Do you not remember what happened, right? And your boy Michael stabs him in the throat.
Do you know what fucking happened? I was watching it on the fucking Cody thing, right?
Yeah.
And it showed me the last episode. It said like the last, but it was episode 6, but it told me it was like episode 4 or 3 or something like that.
And I ended up
going, fuck it, and didn't watch the rest of the series. Mm. I'll have to watch that back.
That's a good one.
Aye.
Because the amount of things happening around that, like your man's trying to fucking steal all these jewels and then someone else, and then they've got his kid and everything's happening. And then, hold on a second, let me see.
There's a bit in the latest series, it's a spoiler again, I'm not mentioning any names. But somebody pours hot tar over somebody and you're like, oh, fuck.
I think you're getting your series mixed up again here.
No, it's the last series. The very last series of Peaky Blinders. You haven't got that far.
No, I haven't got that far. Will Mickey Bartlett from the General Banner podcast turn up? That's rude.
Oh, it's just only been, who's that there?
Some wee cunt. Look at that photo of us. Jesus Christ.
I did turn up, yes.
I don't know if we look better or worse now.
Probably. I would look better now than we did in that one.
Yeah. How did you two meet and what was your first impressions of each other?
It was LOL for some
reason. It was LOL. But I'd seen you before at uni.
I saw you once in the way when I was going to go to rugby training and saw you and Chris Whiteman and went, I'm not going anymore.
And then I ran out the pitch and I blew my knee out and then just went back to my room, smoked fags.
I just didn't clean my braces.
Yeah.
Re-highlighted my hair.
Covered a bit of tinfoil.
Exactly. Yeah. Read a book on drama. There we are. Oh, three.
What sort of method are you using?
Amphetamine.
What happened to Barry the Blend? What happened to the Barry the Blender mock doc you were working on for the anniversary?
Oh, fuck, I.
Here's the thing, bro.
Chilling away.
I just don't care about it. It would be a nice thing to do.
Aye.
But it's a lot of work, and I think that ship has sailed. I don't think anyone would watch it. I don't think anyone would give a fuck.
I think I would make it,
and it would be like half an hour long, and people would just be, it would get like fucking 7,000 hits online or something.
Right.
And I would just be like, well, that wasn't worth it.
No, I think it's still
but I do need to start, because the daily blends were a good way to get like thoughts on material and stuff out, but I might try and think of another way to do that, whether it's called General Ranters.
Would that be putting Barry the Blender to bed then? Forever, or would it be?
I don't want to make it that dramatic. I just don't want to fucking do it anymore.
Aye.
I just want to do other stuff.
I still think fucking doing an I Am Fighter movie was going to be a weird idea.
Probably, but like, where do you start with that? Where do you actually start?
Where Mike Litteris and Barry the Blender go looking for Thomas?
Yeah, but it's just fucking, I don't know. 33 in a week, bro.
Fuck, you're 33 next week, aren't you? No,
that's Saturday. Put a fucking bandana on, leaping about.
Why not?
You'll just have to stick to this fucking razor-tongued satire.
You're only as young as the man you're feeling.
I feel all right. I feel good. You're on this no-carb diet, you know.
You gonna go get no-carb food. I thought I was like veggie for a fortnight and then ended up eating meat again. Because basically told a vegetarian that I'd gone vegetarian and they got that excited. I was like, I'm getting a sausage sandwich because you're annoying the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And immediately regret it. Felt like dog shit for a couple of days.
Oh yeah, like any major change like that, you'll feel like shit.
I'm going back on the veggie now for no reason.
Oh yeah, back on the veggie. What'd you get in sugar rice?
Oh, chili.
Chili burger?
Chili burger and 10 wings.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
And mac and cheese with bacon on it.
Yeah, I think, you know, eating the meat's fine, but I think it's like, you know, like eating a fucking steak and then some like salad-y bits and a bit of broccoli is the way to do it. Eating a big fucking burger with a giant bap covered in like sugary sauce, that's what makes you shit.
There was nachos in it as well. And plastic cheese. It was fucking lethal. I hate
that shit. See those burgers where it's like, man, do you want the hot burger? What's that? It's a hot dog and a burger deep fried with a fucking...
See, like, honest, I was that hungover. I was like, I need sloppy meat and a bap. Do you know what I mean?
Well, she has a name.
I don't love it. Get up here, you! Did I tell you? Sloppy meat and a bap! This is completely nothing to do with this. Yeah. I went to the local leisure center last week for a wee swim, right? Relax the muscles.
Yeah.
And this wee dude, I don't even know if that's funny, but he's like, he was in his 70s whenever I used to go to the gym in there, right? And he used to teach a spin class, right? But he would come in.
Spinning yarns?
Come in the full fucking gear, lycra, gloves, fucking the wee shoes and everything, right? And I used to wet myself because every day you'd be in like just doing whatever, and every stuff you just hear him going, "Right, girls, come on!" I used to fucking love it. Right, girls, come on, come on, girls, let's go, come on, Dervla, up you get, come on,
up you get, the lazy boss.
Him 90 as fuck,
brilliant. That's the thing. If you don't stop, you won't stop.
That's how you won't drop the hot rock.
Any new merch designs on the way? Any chance of a restock? Would love the green dead on my video. No, we're not doing restocks. We're doing more new merch. And it is going to cost me a fucking mint.
What's your thing? What are you making back off gold?
Nothing.
Think of all the good work you're doing.
Because the Odyssey takes
design power
25% plus VAT. So I might as well take the t-shirts
and
dump them in the fucking lagging.
Jesus, me and Joseph. Can you not sell the merch 20 feet away from the Odyssey front door?
Out the back of the car.
Aye. That's what fucking...
There's a silver Mercedes if you want
to... Glenn Will used to do that with DVDs at the Fringe.
Yeah.
It was like, would sell them out the front because the venue would take that much of a cut. He'd be like, I'll just do it.
It's such... Now, here's the thing. I was talking and then Joe from Shine was like, oh, you know, they take 25%. And I went, yeah, well, guess what? I take 25% of the car park then. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where do we fucking... Where does it...
Well, that's, I think that's why...
Where's your shit, your shit? Yeah. And my shit's my... Because it's like... They have staff and stuff, but it's like, yeah, you get all that fucking car park money.
Right.
Who would it be empty if I wasn't on that night? Do you know what I mean?
It's like, Peter Kay takes the car park.
Yeah.
And you can totally understand why.
But yeah, of course, you're like, you know, it's like they have the venue and everything, but it's like the place is packed because of that person.
Yeah.
So it's like, stop just raping everything of money.
I was asking about the getting the curtain put up for the Ulster Hall. And they told me how much it was going to cost, and I was like, "That's not doing."
Was it less than £1,000?
It was less than £1,000, but it was still
gross money.
Yeah,
yeah.
Plus VAT.
Yeah,
it's like fucking hell.
It's. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I was talking about getting screens for the SSE, and I was, you know, the ones with the cameras on you.
Aye.
I was like, it's probably not big enough to require that, but like, they were like, you don't even want to go down that route. It's like way too much money.
Aye.
It costs a fucking fortune. Like,
insanely.
Like. So fuck it. Here we go. Who'd win in a fair dig between Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney? I don't even know what that story's about. I heard the names kicking around, but I never read into it, so fucking suck my dick.
It was like, was it Colleen Rooney? There was all these stories being leaked about her, and she was like, somebody's fucking doing this on my Instagram. So she started making up fake Instagram stories, and then blocked everybody apart from Rebecca Vardy on Instagram. And then a story got into the press, and she was like, well, it was clearly you then. It's great detective work. Very petty. You think millionaires don't give a fuck?
I'm so bored of whatever that was. I don't even know what it was. Big fan of the podcast. Regular listener in Sydney. Reduces me to tears. Blah, 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 blah.
29th November.
That's not even a question. Okay. Get McCarney back on. Yeah, Mick, fuck off.
All right, fuck all right then.
Get McCarney back on. McCarney has his own podcast. What's your name? Connor 87202. You fucking
fuck. I know him. I went to school with him.
Do you?
I know his brother too. 87203. He's a cunt too.
Two opinionated fucking wee cunts. I love that. Do you know what?
Your sister fucking Dervley 87201.
Right up the zero.
Right up the note.
Right up the note. I was just thinking, like, Shane put up a thing yesterday. He put up that video, the DUP thing. And then it got taken down. And I was like, there's something odd about, like, you know, it's like everybody has this opinion and has the right to, like, flag a thing if they don't like it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how come everybody gets the right to comment on a thing? But then also everyone has a right to fucking do and say whatever they want.
Aye.
But they don't. Most people don't. But you still get the right to fucking shut it down if you don't like it. You're like, fuck off.
Yeah, it is fucking weird.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. No, nothing stopping anybody just going, I don't like that. I don't like that. Remove it.
Yeah.
And you're like, community guidelines? You don't see my community guideline? Goes right down the back of my nuts. Yeah,
the one from the tip of my dick, right round to the big thick one. It is,
I don't like that, you said. I mean, I was talking about that fucking wedding, the fuck the Pope and the IRA one. Some guy's like, I don't like your views on loyalism. But when everyone shouts up the rat, it's all crap. And you're like, mate, it's a fucking wedding.
Yeah.
That's why I'm taking the piss out of it. Because there's children and old people, and they're like, like singing this. That is absolutely
we talked about fucking this on our podcast.
Mental.
Me, as a lapsed tig... I actually thought it was quite funny because I agree. Fuck the Pope.
Obviously,
not a great bunch of lads.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan either of those people.
Of course, obviously, if Ireland becomes united, I'll be setting up the rag and just out of safety.
Already in costume.
Yeah, oh, totally. just blending it in naturally, step by step. But it's weird. See, even fucking
the rag would be too much like a real job for you.
I'd feel the medical.
Hold this gun.
Have it. I flat feet, boys. I can't do any running.
You're looking at a very slow getaway driver. Of a 1 liter Focus.
What's that cost? I don't want to talk about it, boys.
Well, the police caught us because we had to stop at Lurgan and then Craigavon and then fucking we had to stop four times for petrol.
Like, why have you got a wee sign in the back saying Chucky's on board? I just thought it was cute.
They were making them in Halfords and
they managed to find the vehicle burnt out with 17 McDonald's bags in the passenger side footwell.
Places in NI worse than Argon on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Ballerina.
Okay.
Larne's actually lovely.
Larne's all
right. Alright too.
Larne is alright. Newry is the kip. Someone sent me a message like, so I guess you're not going to play Newry then? And I'm like, no. And I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going there.
Aye.
It's a dump.
Aye.
And I've never had a good gig there
in
my fucking life.
I think there's a point where, like, I've had a couple of good ones like early on, but only because you don't know any better.
Well, I remember it. It was the one where we opened for Colin Murphy. That was the one gig I remember that was decent.
We did that?
Yeah.
Me and you?
Or no, maybe me and Shane went down in Murph's
car. Yeah, it was you and Shane.
That was the only good gig I did ever. And it was probably because it was fucking full of people and it was so crowded.
I've done a couple. I did one on the Canal Court last year where it was like, it started off fucking brilliantly and then got to the point where they're like, oh, too far. But the too far was nowhere near as far as the first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fuck.
It's always odd. Fuck, I hope the Ulster Hall's
I think it's just any of those towns where, like, there's not much else to do other than get absolutely bollocks. They don't know how to pull that back just for fucking an hour while you're on stage.
Yeah, like, I love Lurgan, but I could never do comedy in Lurgan again.
Yeah. If you go to the cinema, or wait a minute, why do cinemas and Witherspoons hire so many goths? That's like one of those jokes where you're like, oh, how did no one say that?
Yeah. Fuck, there's a lot of nose rings and blue hair. Right enough, fucking hell.
Yeah, a load of spooky girls. I don't know. That's so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, it's so true. Like, and... You know, sometimes you get those like real aging goths where they're like, they were a goth and now they're 41 and they're still clinging on
bald,
to it.
Bald and long hair.
Bald like with dyed black over to the side. What's up, man?
Oh, yeah.
Cut my life into pieces.
This is my school report.
Let me see this here. What is this bollocks someone sent me? They're like, listen to this, it's pure cringe. Who's this now? I'm just going to click a random video.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, definitely.
I've a nice little cottage, the small bits of land, in a place by the side of the sea.
See, this is why we shouldn't have you in Ireland.
Yeah.
And why I'm no longer religious or Catholic.
There's nobody cares about me.
That is... It's symbolic. Catch me if you can. This is the one they sent me. Hold on. Let me see what the, of course there's an ad. Oh, fuck off your ad, bro. Fucking hit my ass. Hit my dirty ass.
My dirty ass.
I'm a podgeen from Chullawajin. I've got money and acres of land. I'm looking for a honey with a bit of money. Catch me if you can, my name is Dan, sure I'm your man. I like the Kaylee and the stack of barley.
Fuck off.
I'm way hoping to rip my deck off and throw it in the bin.
This is why, you know, there should be like a white genocide.
Yes, I agree.
But no, who,
it wouldn't
who,
be the Holocaust, it would be the Mossack cost.
What? How the fuck?
I was on.
Does anybody put that on and be like, man,
there's people that love it. There's people that love that shit.
Banger.
Absolutely. Fuck, me and her go jiving. Love it.
Absolutely. But the music is no pace. Aye. It's like not slow enough to be sexy and not quick enough to be no movable to.
Perfect jiving space.
I like swinging when Big Tom is singing. Catch me if you can. My name is Dan. I'm your man.
Look, my balls and in my scroll.
Put bits and pieces back on so I feel a bit good about myself.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. This is what I've been listening to, flat out. Did I play you this last podcast?
Oh, I didn't listen to it yet.
Oh,
it's a new album though, isn't it?
No, this is actually an older album, but I'm sort of revisiting it, and it has given me fat boners.
Oh, wow. I like the Kaylee and a bit of Bailey. I like the finger women and the bit of shed. I like the marching and the wee bit of tagging. And I like the potato, I'm going to piss.
Unbelievable. Hold on, I have two more questions.
Oh, two more questions.
That was the Black Keys.
It's the Black Keys.
Way of Love.
It's the Black Keys.
Well, here's my new song, Fetus Buds. Is that actually what that said? If you and Mickey could have a special day together, what would you do and where would you go eat? Who says eating would be involved?
Oh,
we were mainly
wrong, right? Yeah.
I
don't know, maybe spa or something.
Lock
of pints, go watch fighting.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. Watch some fights, drink some pints, eat some... You know, I'd love to go to one of those, like, big barbecue places where they would just slab. It was
aye, just meat.
Slam down a big slab of
aye.
Meat.
Yes, mate.
And then we'd both go for a nap in a
should
hotel.
Should we go for a steak today?
At 11 in the morning.
It was only 11 in the morning. Actually, it's near 12.
We could go to Armagh. That was a good steak in a place we went in before. I mean, I can eat steaks. So.
No, I'm being vegetarian. Can't.
Yeah, but it's listen, a steak. Man. Let me tell you something. The cow eats the grass.
Aye.
So you're just...
Cow with the crap.
You're just eating...
What the cow wants me to eat.
Speaking of me. I saw a video and this woman was like, you know, I can't believe that they're going to snatch your life away just for human mouth pleasure and whatever. And it was her, like, essentially French kissing a fucking calf.
Ew.
She was just like, kissing it and this thing like... She's like... Mm. And there's like fucking slobbers dripping from it and all. And you're like, you dirty bitch.
I seen a thing the other day. And initially made me like, and it was about, you know those like glue traps?
For rats and
yeah,
shit?
And yeah, and there's a rat laying on it. It's like, oh, I'm so hungry and afraid. And I was like, oh, imagine the poor wee rat. And I was like, they spread the plague.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They've killed millions of people.
I mean, just if you follow something like Nature's Metal or whatever, nothing in the animal kingdom has any empathy whatsoever.
Aye.
Apart from like a fucking dolphin, maybe.
Aye.
Or a dog.
And even they'll rape you.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I hurt myself there. Do you know what I mean? Like, you watch those things and it's just like, you know, there's a fucking abandoned baby deer and it can't really walk and a lion just walks up. It just looks around a couple of times and then, I will eat it. And just straight through its head.
And a dolphin just rapes the lion.
I don't know why. Yeah, but it's, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, like, oh my God, Tom the Bear has this bit. He had two bits. Yeah, love each other.
No.
I'm fucking demented. He had two bits. He had a bit about almond milk, about saying, I'm not ruining this bit, but he's like, who ever looked at that wee piece of wood and thought, that looks milky as fuck? Wee piece of wood. I was like, and then he goes, what was the other bit? He did this bit about, you know, people think cows are lovely, and he goes, I watched a cow eat a crow once, and then he did this whole act out about a crow being stuck in a fence and the cow walking over just fucking chewing it up, like, and oh my God, it's so fucking funny. That wee piece of wood, I don't know what it was about that sentence, just cracked me up.
Like, I saw a tweet the other day, it was like, another wooden ball, can avocados not get better prizes?
Have you watched, yeah, the R. Kelly documentary? Topical. No. What's your opinion on snowflakes getting annoyed by gay marriage and abortion? Now, I think this man has got snowflake mixed up, because
it gets thrown about.
A snowflake would be more of a liberal person who would like lose their shit if you refer to someone as like he or she.
Aye.
That's what a snowflake is. A DUP person is just a fucking retard cunt. If we're getting scientific about it. You can sit with a serious face and be like, well, according to the Bible,
yes,
I don't think people have freedom to live their fucking lives.
I'm impeding the sanctity of my marriage, if you don't mind me saying what I think of my girlfriend, so my wife doesn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Sanctity.
Just Irish Robin. Do you remember that? Just her getting rifled by a fucking young buck. Young 18-year-old with thick thighs.
Sandwiches.
Do you want a panini? Ready yet?
Yeah.
When you next coming back to Liverpool was class, and that is from Sophie. Well, I'll tell you what, give me a minute to write some new material. Do you look back on your days of Barry the Blender with pride and think of it as a good way to get to the level of comedian you are today, or does it annoy you because of people seeing you in public as Barry the Blender and not so much a stand-up?
Well, I'll tell you what, guy, it is changing.
Like, for every fucking nine, or for every 10 encounters, 9 of them will be podcast people. And one of them will be like some guy who recognized me from years ago. He's like, oh, fucking Barry Blender, do you not do any? I hate that. Do you not do anything anymore? Do you not do any videos or whatever? And you're like, yeah, I put up more videos now than I ever did. But you just don't see them, which is good.
Aye.
Actually, because fuck you. It's usually that sort of fucking gimp. Have you ever had a near-death experience, Mike?
No, I don't think so.
Have you seen the Batman Lego movie?
I've seen a bit of it. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
It's good. Now that the old gay marriage has passed, you going to drop the missus and child and finally shack up with Mickey? If so, who's going to be the postman in the relationship and who's the letterbox?
I would say haven't seen the state of my own letterbox. I wouldn't let you put any of your mail in. I care about you too much.
Have you a box on the curb?
My arsehole says return to sender. Return to blender.
Oh, what was wrong? I'd say, I mean, you're so lazy, it'd probably just be a lot of sitting around wanking each other out.
This hand for wanking, this hand for eating fucking crippies.
Doritos and jizz.
Oh, wow.
My arm's awful sore.
Spit in your hand. Fuck up.
Oh, I missed. It's just a grainer on the remote now. Your page.
I would actually get to the point where we'd be bored wanking each other. I'd just start wanking beside each other.
Yeah.
I love
you. You don't do it that good. You need to do more deadlifts.
Your hand's too big, I don't like it.
You're just punching me in the gun.
I feel like more a man when I do it.
Fist me ass.
Just all I have to do is press your middle finger against the vein of my gooch as I'm climaxing. So, tip for the ladies out there.
Just gently, gently. Oh, Jesus.
Imagine you're playing a guitar.
With a pick.
You're picking something.
Picking a slide. Put a fucking capo on that deck there, lock it off.
Picking microscopic dust mites out of your pubes.
Pubes? So much more disgusting than pubes. You're paid 20 million to give someone the worst consensual sex of all time. Who do you go? How do you go about it?
I do it for free every time I have sex.
Remember they meant 20 milligrams of some sort of cream. Has Mickey ever sent any dick pics? Does he get many requests to send nudes? All right, bro, bit too much fucking.
I have been asked to fucking. Did you not get sent a tit pic on Snapchat once as well? Like,
yeah, one fat woman's tit. Ugh. It could have been my tit.
Stanking.
No good tits.
I got sent tits years ago, and I was like, mine are bigger than them.
Do you know, you don't even want the creepy one. You want, like, you know, like, there's maybe like a bunch of drunk girls like, oh my god, send me a Snapchat, ha, and they'll just jokingly do it. And then you're like, ha, screen record. But like, you don't want just someone like, it'd be a great idea if I showed my fat tit. And they were grabbing it overhand by the nip.
Like, it was a weird, like, fucking.
Although someone sent me, like, I got another, like, nude, like, almost full body, and it was like, good body, banging body, and then Shane Todd's face, like a man's face.
Shane is mad for doing stuff like that, though, in fairness.
Yeah, it is. Nice shaven patch.
He does have a lovely, not one gristle on his ass.
Have you ever sent a dick pic? I'm sure you have.
Loads of them, right? Yeah. I've sent you one.
Probably.
You sent me one, your honeymoon. Kinda.
It wasn't a dick pic, that was more just like, I caught myself on what I was doing and made myself laugh. I heard all this commotion outside the hotel room, and I went and looked out the peephole, but with the other eye, I could just see myself in the mirror that was in front of the thing. And I was in like a slightly squatted stance, just with my dick hanging down the road. But I thought it was funny. Exciting. Looking forward to your show in January. Going to be the dog's bollocks. And when is you and Mickey? Oh, when are you and Mickey going to come drifting? Oh, my jaw's tight.
Drifting is in like Tokyo drifting?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that'll be a good day out.
Yeah.
Passenger side, obviously.
As soon as you get that 1 liter.
Aye. Fuck it.
Oh, mate, what's wrong with my jaw? I'm having a heart attack. I've got these new sound canceling headphones, and honestly, not these ones. They're so tight here that I think it's like digging in my jaw. No, it's probably a heart attack. Just watching your podcast in Liverpool, I've been on low carb, high protein for 4 months. And I've lost 3 stone 9 pounds. It works. Just have to be strict as fuck. Yeah, bro, that's what we're at. I haven't had a fucking carb or a bag of crips or nothing in ages.
That's fucking decent.
Just stick to it, man. You find your tricks. You know, that the Greek yogurt thing is amazing because you can just put the flavor drops in it and put whatever you want in it and it tastes like fucking ice cream. It really does. It's like, it tastes like a full blown pudding.
I'm actually going to get that at Bashnam in Australia because I found out there that their meat and veg is cheap as fuck.
Okay.
And like, I'll be able to cook myself and stuff. So
that's good.
That should be
It's fucking, I mean, there are sort of little sort of milestones when you're trying to do it. So like, you cut all the shit out for 1 day. You're like, anyone can get through 1 day of anything, really. Right. And then the next day you try and do that. And then see, literally about the third day or fourth day, you will just be like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Back,
you're like
carbs.
Chronically tired. You're just like, I literally need to get on the floor and go to sleep. But as soon as you get through that, like the next day, you're fine.
Aye.
And then you just keep going. And then, like, I don't know how long I've been doing it now. On Wednesday, it'll be 2 weeks, no carbs. But then a week before that, I was kind of eating very clean anyway. but then only, it'll be 2 weeks, no carbs on Wednesday. But now it just feels like regular, you know, you just fucking keep it. It's the not giving in, you know what I mean? Aye. So like, it's like, you know, I was traveling around a bit there, did a few gigs and stuff. It's like, you're good at home, and then as soon as you go away, you're like, oh, I can't eat any of this. But if you,
well, that's why I went for the veggie thing as well, because it stops you going into McDonald's or going into like.
Yeah, if you keep that in your head, like, you know, being in the airport a bunch, and you're just like, no, I can't have a fucking panini.
Aye.
What do I have? And then Starbucks do like a fucking kale chicken salad, and I'm like, I'll just eat this because it's fucking stinking, but I have to eat something. I'll eat that and have a fucking cappuccino. And that'll do. Also, like, I'm not going to die. Like, and just wait. And then waited all day and got to Liverpool and went for a fucking steak dinner. Like, two fucking
lovely
wee fucking legally married gays. What sort of equipment would you suggest for a video maker? Camera's good.
Yeah, that's always...
camera's handy.
A boom.
Cameras, mics, etc. Don't know where to start when picking out one. I don't know, man.
Also, a wee splash of talent.
You could get what the fuck you... Who gives a shit?
I've literally never made a video in my life.
It depends what you're doing. If you're making comedy videos, like a phone would do you, literally. I've gone full circle now. I'm just like, she's whatever. I have two GH5s only because they shoot constantly and I want to start shooting way more clips. Aye. Myself doing stand-up. So I can have two angles on two good cameras. And that's it. Like, but apart from that, any other fucking camera will work. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's all fucking... There's literally a Casey Neistat video where he's talking about, like, you know, not the, like, $300 will get you this quality. And then he goes, or, like, not, maybe it's, like, $1,000. And then he goes, to notice any difference beyond that, everything in this fucking void is more or less the same till you hit about £15,000. So he's like, there's a big range of cameras, but, like, the actual difference is only noticeable once you spend, like, another £10,000. So just get any old fucking heap of shit. Who cares? You could get a mic for your iPhone, it would be as good as anything.
Aye, probably.
Who gives a shit?
I'm saying aye, probably. It's like me yesterday in that car, please.
Uh-huh. Yes. When you lads take long flights, how do you pass the time, Mick?
Fucking, I can sleep on a flight.
Yeah.
Very easily now at this point. And if it's long enough, if there's movies on it, watch those then.
Yeah, maybe. For me, if I had a video to edit.
Aye.
Like, that would normally take you fucking all day. Just do it on the plane.
Aye.
And it's grand. The time passes.
Yeah. I know, I'm fucking dreading this, like, the Australian next week, man. It's like it's a lot of... Because I go from Dublin to Heathrow to Singapore, and then Singapore to... So one of the flights is 20 hours. I'm like...
Which one?
I'm guessing from fucking London to Singapore.
Are you sure?
I think I'll double check it, because...
That's fucking demented, bro. London to Sing... Fucking hurt us. 13 hours.
Aye, so it must be. I don't know what way it's working out. I'm guessing Singapore to Australia is about 7 hours, and it must mean that whole fucking.
Yeah. Oh my god, that is brutal. Like, I think the longest I've ever got is probably 10.
The best flight I ever had in my life was on a proper, like, working class fucking businessman was getting a row of seats from Sydney to Abu Dhabi, and it was a 14-hour flight with a whole road to myself.
Nice.
It was fucking phenomenal.
Sleeping?
Yep.
Sleeping like a motherfucker.
Never been more excited when the doors were starting to close. There's nobody sitting beside me. Oh no, what's happening?
Cock in hand.
Yep.
Would you rather get sucked at by Cheryl Cole or a 5-minute slot in SNL?
Sucked at by Cheryl Cole?
SNL
does not.
I'm not too fussed on Cheryl Cole.
But doing comedy on TV is not as cool as you think it's going to be.
You probably get sucked a fair bit after being on SNL.
Maybe.
Has Mickey always looked like that? What? You cheeky bastard. It says Fatty wants a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I have.
You'd fucking get one. Listen to the podcast here, dude. Don't do no carbs. Everything in proportion. Just cut them down. No, that doesn't work, mate.
I'm not.
It suits me better to fully change a thing. Then adapt it.
Aye.
Oh, me.
Aww.
What the fuck? That's about the end of the questions.
Aye. That's been a lovely wee chat today, man.
That was nice. Yeah. You know, we didn't get too dirty or nothing. We'll go for a wee fucking, go for a wee salad bowl or something.
Aye, something. Aye. You bit of quinoa.
It was a great day. And, real peace out to the homies, and that's about it.
Good luck. Morning, guys.
Aye. All snogging each other.
Aye. Don't fall down, go with y'all.
Right, get married and fucking, you know, your other half.
And if you get pregnant,
steal all half your don't worry about fucking it. Money. Who gets half of whose money? You know what I mean?
It's half of... Fuck right enough, because does that mean...
Do you know what I mean? Like, why... If me and Maureen got divorced, why can't I take half of her money?
Aye. Is it half of the estate? Is that what...
Well, I'm keeping the car. I don't know.
The estate of your treasures?
Estate of my ass. Right, see you later.
Bye.
I'm getting up.